Good morning, welcome to the FTS bet slip on Monday the 22nd of April. Couple of trades first, both over 3.5, so laying over 3.5 goals kick off and then backing it back in play as the goals don't go in. Both fairly low risk. First one, 1:30, MVV Maastricht versus Jong Ajax Amsterdam is currently 2.2, so laying it at 2.2 and then backing it in play as the price goes in. People ask how I do these: remove liability first and then look to profit. And this evening in the Premier League, Chelsea versus Burnley, 2.68 over 3.5 goals, too short. You know, goals may go in, but it's too short, so you've got to take that on. So 2.68 Chelsea versus Burnley, laying it again pre-kickoff and then backing it as the goals don't go in. That is that. Man United would die yesterday. I said Everton. I would have fancied Everton at the price as opposed to United. Big surprise, managed to stop Arsenal. I didn't see the game, but apparently Mustafi, who is useless, had another nightmare. And I do think they're going to struggle in that Europa League against Valencia. I sort of had a little conversation with Ed. I think it's going to be tougher for Arsenal, particularly with their away form. They've really got to try and shape that up. You know, got to give the guy time and give him a couple of transfer windows. United, I think, is a different kettle of fish. I don't think they've given the right man the job there, but there we go. I posted a... or tweeted a couple of screenshots yesterday. I've had a really, really hot run recently, done really well. Always interesting when you post them. Obviously, you get good comments and you get the hopeful comments and then you get the abuse. So it was, you know, why'd you do that? Only post the winners. It's not that. I'm doing this mainly for the guys who go to the seminar. I said in a podcast a couple of weeks back after that first seminar in Birmingham, about how scarred people are. Every day there's scams and shit. Every single day you can look at it on Twitter, in your inbox. People just out to con, lie, milk the game because it's vulnerable. And everybody, nearly everybody to a man on FTS has been scarred in some way. So I do it to give them hope and show them what is possible. And for those who been to the seminar, coming to the seminar, so that it motivates them. That is all it is for. I want to get all of you motivated, but the guys who go to the seminar, I want them excited about the way forward. I want them seeing what is possible, because I want them to stick at it. You know, so many things that people start and give up on. You know, and that advice is for everyone. Even if you're not coming to a seminar, it's that motivation that, you know. There was a guy yesterday, I can't remember his name on Twitter, Bobby's Milk, and he posted some losses and said he's pretty much given up. But, you know, I don't know the guy from Adam, but looking at him, he had darts, tennis, golf, football, racing, everything up the top of his screen. You know, just clearly lost in the world of trading, trying to do everything. For a lot of people, if you like that, yeah, giving up is the option because it stops you losing money. But I'd like to motivate people that if you actually focus on one sport, one or two markets, less is more, and do it properly, grow your stakes as you go, then there is that positivity that can be had out of it. This game isn't that difficult. It really isn't. It's the people who make it difficult and the chopping and changing. I get everything that goes with it, all the mental side of losing money. I fully understand it. People think I don't. I've had some dark days, terrible times myself over the years. I fully understand it. But to plot your way through it takes planning. Every day at 8, 9 o'clock, I have a trading sheet. I stick to that trading sheet. I don't look at anything else that people do. I have my list of games, my trading sheet, and I sit and work my way through it. And invariably, it makes me profit. Of course, I have losing days, but I have much better winning days than I do losing days. I have much more winning days than I do losing days. So when I post that info, it's not to rub it in anybody's face. It's not to say, look at me. It's to say, look at what you can get to. I'm just a normal guy. I'm no better than anybody else. I've said this numerous times. I say it in every seminar. Yes, I've got skills that other people haven't got, but they're learned skills. Discipline, patience, record keeping, all those things. don't need to be a genius, no matter what the old statisticians and that'll have you believe. It's applying yourself. So when I post that, it isn't to rub it in anybody's face or have a go. It's to show you what is possible with a bit of graft, but most importantly, the right discipline and mindset, and not just jumping around all over the place. You know, you got to dig in at times and do it. And I'm at the minute experiencing a really good spell. You know, it'll turn. I'll have a bad run, because you always do. But this good spell will more than make up for it, and then I'll have another good spell. So that's where we're at, and I hope that people take it like that. I'll leave you with the two trades. Enjoy the rest of your bank holiday, and I will be back tomorrow. We've got another midweek load of football. You know, we're on the final straight now. There's bucket loads of football to come. Big games this week: Man City, Man United, obviously a huge game in the race for the top four. Some huge games, so we've got plenty going on this week. Ultimate will be updated for you guys tomorrow, members, and I'll be back in the morning with another podcast. Have a great bank holiday.